Joining me, I've got United Soybean Board's Mac Marshall. Mac, how does the international market look for soybeans right now?
I think year after year, it looks great. Now, we got off to a slow start in exports with this calendar year, trailing behind last year's pace. Now, of course, last year's pace, we set an absolute record, 61.7 million metric tons of whole soybeans exported. You put together the whole complex with beans, meal, and oil. We also set a record. So this year, I think the market dynamics are a little bit different in that, one, we weren't hitting the start of the marketing year with as much captive supply that allowed us to, you know, get off to quite as much of the quick start that we were last year. And then two, on an unfortunate note, of course, we had Hurricane Ida, which was really disruptive to shipments through the Gulf, where we export, 60% of our whole beans. Now, fortunately, in the weeks since a lot of those export terminals and facilities have come back online, we've seen really robust export sales and good weekly export sales figures week after week. We actually had one of the highest figures on record just, I think, last week of 3.7 million tons. This week, we're down from a little of that, but still seeing over 2 million tons.
With Brazil coming on as possibly the top exporter to China, should we be concerned about the raising competitiveness of Brazil and South America and where they're at?
Well, Brazil has surpassed us as the number one volume exporter to China. It happened a couple years ago, and certainly during the trade war, that didn't help matters as far as our market share there, which I think really does underscore the importance of market diversification. Brazil is going to continue to add land year after year. They've added more land this year. They're potentially looking at yet another record crop of over 140 million tons, and they're off to a very quick pace as far as planting. Now, I've gotten the question before, does that mean that they're going to eat into our export window this year? Well, last year, Brazil got off to a slow start. They barely exported anything in January. They'll probably be resuming, normal pace for January exports. But even if there is a little creeping into the U.S. peak window for exports, I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing, because it potentially enables us to be a bit more of a year-round supplier. Now, we had a lot of early selling last year and a really aggressive early export pace. But, towards the tail end of the season, there's continued demand for U.S. soy, but, we simply didn't have a ton of the volume, even as farmers produced a phenomenal crop of over 4 billion bushels. So if we see a little bit of a change in timing of when we're shipping, I think that, is a potentially a good outcome as well.
Mac Marshall, United Soybean Board, here on the Red River Farm Network.